Can you find the Earth? Where's the Earth?
Oh, there it is. I see it.
Hello there, Earth.
Where is it?
Just look at the S-band antenna and look up that way. Straight up there.
Have to back up enough.
Okay, now, where did we all agree was the best place to deploy this S-band out the right here, huh?
Yeah, a little bit further out.
That out in here is a good spot. Hey, I don't want to get too far away from the cable.
What's the matter? We're right here.
That's a good place.
Okay.
Point to Earth.
That's what it says.
Okay. Glad you didn't land back about 50 feet. That's what I'm saying, buddy. Hey, you can see some little shiny glass in these rocks.
Yeah, I reported that.
Now, you can also see some pure glass if you look around.
You can jump up in the air.
Hustle, boy, hustle. We got a lot of work to do.
I've got to do my FAM for 5 minutes here.
Now, FAM doing some useful work like getting that TV camera going.
Okay, good idea.
You really got to be careful when you go out of the light into the dark.
Yep.
Okay.
So, cable position 20 feet at K.
I got to...
This second thing won't come out.
Hey, give me a hand here.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
This second S-band thing won't deploy.
Well, you want me to pull a hole?
On this?
Yeah.
Or this?
Pull.
Pull away from me.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. Forget it.
You get it?
No, I don't think it's good. Let go. Let go.
Try different.
I got it. Never mind.
That's not right, is it?
Doesn't that thing have two sections to it?
No, never mind. Forget it. Let's go.
Okay, use it as the inner mass. It's just one piece, huh?
Copy the question. You want to know if the inner mass has one or two sections?
Yeah, it seemed to me. I'm getting dumped up, maybe. It looks shorter than it used to look in practice for some reason.
I think that inner mass should be 2 seconds.
More than 1 second. I think so. You have to pull out this. The outside one to the inside.
Hey, there's TV over, cable over here by the front porch.
Okay.
You know what?
That TV's almost off. You know, it's significantly easier just to do anything here. Like, this arm motion is so simple because you're not fighting the rest of your weight like we are there 1G.
I'll sit.
Look at that leg didn't want to go on down, leg.
Okay. Let me get that TV out and show everybody. In a minute. Lock inner mass, lock outer mass, extend and lock legs. We've got a line. Remove thermal cover.
Okay.
Thing one, thermal cover.
Goodbye. Okay, Houston, I'm going to move the TV camera now.
Roger, Al.
Hey, it's real nice moving around up here. You don't seem to get tired. You really hop like a bunny. Where, oh, where is Earth? There it is.
There's the TV.
And?
Let me check it.
Pointing towards the sun, that's fair.
I'm going to hear a minute.
Go. You don't dump, dump, dump your pants. Dump, 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 dump.
There's that.
Look at that go. I was going to deploy this 20 feet at 10, but because of the sun being where it is, we're going to have to deploy it a little bit more toward 2 o'clock position. I think that'll be okay, though. That'll give you a good shot right in here. Let's see if I can keep the tilt from getting in the camera at all.
Al, we have a pretty bright image on that TV. Could you either move it or stop it down?
Okay, I'm going to have to stop it down. That's as far as it goes, Houston. How does that look to you?
No, it still is the same, Al. Why don't you try shifting the scene?
Okay, I'm going. The problem is, Lim is very reflective. Let me, I've got two choices. Let me go over here further to the side, and you check and see if it reflects too much, and if it does, I'll have to go stick it in the shade, and then maybe shine past the Lim. Of course, that makes it not too good either, but maybe the best we can do. Let's see how this looks to
you. Okay, Alan, also you might try the automatic light control to the outside.
How does that look, Houston?
Still looks the same, Al. We have a very bright image at the top and blacked out at the about for 80% of the bottom.
Man, oh man, did that thing deploy. Well, I tell you what, let me do, Houston. Let me move it around here back so the back is to the sun, and maybe that'll help. Maybe that's just the way we're going to have to do it.
Okay, Al, go ahead.
Yeah, once we learn a trick, I think we can do it each time. That may do it. That may do it right there, Houston.
Al, we haven't seen any change at all. Why don't you go ahead and take and put your glove in front of the lens, not over, to see whether we can get any change at all.
What do you see now?
Still the same, Al. We've got a very bright part, about 20% of the top, and black at the bottom.
Yeah. Got any suggestions?
Stand by, Al.
Pointed in a non-bright area. Let me point it. Got pointed away from the sun here. Maybe ground trouble. I hope it is. All the connections look good.
Take a good close look at that lens and make sure it's in the right configuration.
Okay. I've got it on focus at infinity. I've got the zoom at 30, 40 or 50. I'll put it at 75. And I got the f-stop at 22.
Roger, Al. We copy.
I've got it pointing exactly opposite of the sun here, so,
Al, we see no change at all in the, scene. Why don't you just give it a little tap, but maybe the colors will turn up.
Okay. checking antenna.
All right.
Houston, I'm going to leave the camera just pointed off in the distance. If you get any ideas, I'd be glad to work on it for you.
Roger, I'll try and point it off where you don't get any reflections into it, and we'll be thinking about it here on the ground.
Okay. The plug that runs right into the back of the TV is sort of a white plastic material, and it looks like it's cracked and maybe been melted a little bit. Doesn't look typical of that sort of connector.
Stand around the back. No, no. No, you got to go around. Go around so you can look at the antenna and tell me when I got it pointed at the earth.
All right.
No, don't get underneath it. Attaboy.
Okay.
Now, whoops, see what I mean? This thing, you're going to have really going to have to watch that outset. I can tip over this whole antenna without even pointing at it.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you see the earth?
No.
We got to get around here. The earth and the sun are right lined up. You have to look right into the sun and look up in the sky. And watch it. You're on a TV antenna. I mean, cable.
Okay.
See what I'm trying to do? I got to pitch over now, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, there it is. I got you now. Good looking at it.
Yeah.
I tell you where you need to go, Pete.
Need to...
Okay, that's good.
Now you need to point. You need to rotate the whole thing counterclockwise.
That's good. You're getting there. Getting there. The old earth is hanging up there.
Amazing. How much further?
Oh, I'd say another 3 or 4 degrees, maybe.
Stop. No more.
Okay, now, wait. That looks just good as far as... angle. Now up and down, I can move in a little closer. That'll help you. Okay, come down with it.
Touch you now, but send you down.
We're down.
Come on down.
Coming. Okay, stop. Now go clockwise.
You're pretty close to right on here, Pete.
All right, now wait a minute. Don't let me knock it over, but I got
to... Okay, let me try to stabilize it for you.
Yeah, but every time you do, you push it in the...
Okay, you go ahead.
That's difficult because it's so tender up here on these legs.
Yeah, I don't see the earth anywhere in the sight.
It's close.
Got any ideas of which way to go?
Yeah, just like that. Let's push these legs in a little bit and get this thing more stable. Get this thing in the dirt.
Okay. Don't break them. This thing's delicate.
I know it. Now it's in the dirt.
Now let's line it up.
Okay. Can you look right down in there?
Yeah, it looks like it's lined up to me.
You just have to move in and try it because you're awfully close.
How is it in azimuth? I'll look for it.
Pitch. Come a little bit more clockwise.
You're right on, Dave.
Stop. I run it up and down the pit, and you're bound to get it.
Girl, I gotta go the other way again.
Oh, I just saw the earth.
Hold it. Take your hands off it.
I can't. It'll fall over.
No, leave it alone.
You're pulling on it here.
Oh, leave it alone.
Okay, I got my hands on it. It's standing there. Be delicate, because this pulls on it, see?
Yeah.
Got it? Let me go work on something else now?
Yep.
Okay. That's good. Just be careful you don't move in any closer, because the right side of your cliff is... I'll put out the solar wind collector. Dude, let me get a camera on here so I can take a picture, Pete. Get out that solar wind collector.
Okay. First, I have you in the S-band and... antenna sight.
Now what's next?
Okay. For me, it's solar wind collection.
Okay.
Al, when you finish up the solar wind, would you give one more last try on that camera? Try opening up the f-stop all the way and exercise
sure
the zoom.
I sure will. But we sure don't want to touch those cables. Nope, you got to stay away from those cables. You're right.
Got a camera with you?
Yeah, I certainly do.
Okay, just hang on to it. Houston, how long have we been out?
Pete, you've been out 1 hour and 2 minutes, and you're both running about 2 minutes off nominal. Behind.
Thanks.
I'll tell you what, Al.
Okay, now, Houston, I'm going to move the focus a bit and see what happens.
Roger, I'll go ahead. Don't spend too much time on it. You're running a tad behind.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I can feel that the wheels, when I hold the end of the lens, I can feel the wheels running because I can feel something in motion inside. Okay, now, I've just changed completely the settings I had before.
Okay, yeah, Al, we see no change down here.
But I can sure try
why don't
something.
You press on.
Okay, here, let me try another F-stop the other way. How's that?
That's no change down here, Al. That's coming in there now, Al. Okay, what change did you make?
I hit it on the top with my hammer. I figured we didn't have a thing to lose. So I just
jumped
on
mix,
the
Al.
Top with this hammer I've got. Yeah, that's still craftsmanship.
Yeah.
Hey, that. Al?
Yes, sir.
That part has already sheared this thing.
Never touched it.
Okay. What should we do now with the lens, Houston?
Okay, why don't you give it one more light wrap and also cut down on the f-stop.
All right, we'll do. Now, is the zoom right for you?
Still not getting a good picture. Why don't you press on and we'll try to get back to it later if we have time.
Okay, I'll pound it a little bit. There you go. I'll just leave it like it is. Point it slightly towards the limb here so that if you do get a picture, you can see something. There you go. Now that ought to give you some sort of a picture that you can think about. I'll be glad to come back and work on it. Gotta go to work again. Now? Yes, sir. What I need is a piece of tape. Good luck. Oh, there's all kinds of tape around here. Okay. Down there is as proud of it as we are to put it up.
That's affirmative, Pete. We're proud of what you're doing.
Yankee here.
Okay. Back up a little more.
Okay.
About 15 feet.
Okay.
Easy.
You get into the TV cable?
Nope, I just went right over it, dude. Hey, you gotta take a left, dude.
I can't see you.
Get it? Sure did.
Okay.
Another one?
Stop.
8-1. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Get back working.
I go get my camera. I got some pan shots and next the alphabet. In Houston, I'm down on Min Cooling.
Roger, Pete. How's the old one?
Say again.
Is Al doing all the work?
No, sir. I'm headed out to do the pan photographs right now. And with any luck at all, we'll get back on the timeline and complete what we need. Al's taking shots of the solar wind. And I'm hopping out here to the number one slot.
Roger, sure can't move on the surface.
Yeah, but watch it when you hit a rock. Notice that? Okay. Go. F-11. F-11 it is.
Roger, Pete, copy two fans. Dale, how is the limb inspection?
Kind of working on it right now.
Roger.
Taking a look at that surveyor, Al, I suspect we ought to be able to get that quite readily. I'm going to head down into the crater a little bit for this set of cameras. Whoops, anyhow.
Watch yourself, it's easy to climb.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I noticed you've been over here, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's six times. I don't think this is going to show anything, but I'll give it a go.
What's that?
Well, I'm trying to show the front gear here and how it kind of planted itself, but it's not bright enough. Give it a go, though.
Just like you can on that pogo. It's a real good training device.